FastNow.com.
Canton Little Giant Basketball on WBYS, AM 1560, 93.7 FM. Streamed online, 1560WBYS.com.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Back as we continue pregame show, Little Giants, and of course Jay Murphy, and again 14-9 coming up, non-conference game begins a pretty good stretch to finish up the regular season. We'll go on the road Friday night, we'll go to Limestone, Saturday to Morton, and then of course we finish up a week from Friday at home, senior night against Dunlap. So a nice little stretch to get kind of back in the groove, and it'll begin tonight. A tough way to begin, but this is a good challenge. It gives you a little measuring stick, the quality of team that you'll see here, the quickness, a lot of different things. So I think matchup, we'll get a pretty good test on the perimeter tonight, you know, and inside it could be the difference maker if we're able to get the ball inside, but it all begins, how do you handle the pressure on the perimeter?
Yeah, you know, it's a different type of basketball, Leon. I remember when I was coaching and we played in the middle line, it's about strength, and it's about, you know, they would defend your, or they would deny a pass, or something like this. Tonight, they're going to deny your dribble. I mean, they're going to be up on top of you. Hopefully, we can do some cutting back door on them because they will overplay us, and they like to go for the steals. You know, they play the Mid-State 6 type of basketball, or back then, the Mid-State 6, yep. Not Mid-State 6 anymore. Yep. But they want to get their offense on their steals and their quickness, and we're going to have to handle that and get the ball inside.
Their team, again, a lot of talent. Chaz Sardin, again, one of their seniors. He is going to Neosho Community College, Kansas. They've won numerous national titles. He's going to be going there. They also have Ryan Hamilton, who's being, recruited for wide receiver. So they have some really pretty good nucleus of talent. They've had three players. Again, Jalen Huff. I think at one point, Jalen Huff was the go-to guy, but Sardin has really gone, the guy has changed the dimension for them. Gives them an outside presence, three-point shooting. But one of the deadly things, if you have seen manual teams or a couple of different teams over the years, again, discipline. And again, they will streak to the basket, man, off the bounce. They'll screen. They'll move. I mean, they're always constantly moving and going to the hoop for rebounding. So another game to be tested on the boards again tonight as well.
Definitely got to have help side defense all night, too. You're going to have to know where the basketball is at and be ready to help.
More coming up. We'll get to the starting lineups. Bob Barnes, Leon Gruber with you. Pre-game is brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop on South Main and Canton. All proceeds remain local. Quest Academy 25-3 against the 14-9 Canton Little Giants at a non-conference game. Friday night, we're on the road at Limestone. Saturday at Morton, a double weekend all coming up. We begin the week right here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. Our tip when we continue here in 2 minutes.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
Hackers, viruses, network crashes, and constant equipment maintenance are just the tip of the iceberg for your hardworking IT department. Make sure they have all the support they need 24/7. Here's Brian Ford, president of Facet Technologies.
Your IT department supports you, but who supports your IT department? Get Facet on your team. You'll see what it's like to have true tech peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Why won't it work? The button says enter, but it won't enter. Now it's just sitting there mocking me. This was supposed to be easy.
Frustrated by your new tech toys? We're not. At Nerds On Call, we get the tech. We'll help you back up files and photos, transfer data, maximize your wireless network, and solve any other problem you're dealing with, no matter what kind of device you have.
Ha! Download complete. Mock me, will you?
Be the master of your own device. See us at the home show or stop by the store. We'll help you get the tech. Nerds on Call, a Fassive company. Visit callournerds.com.
Today's play-by-play voice for Little Giants, Bob Wagner and Leon Gruber on AM 1560, 93.7 FM, WBYS, Canton.
This sports broadcast is brought to you by Farm King, the family store with more for the cold weather season. Shovels, snow throwers, salt, heaters, outdoor tools and equipment for this winter, all available now at your local Farm King store. Find gloves, hats, insulated boots, coats, Carhartts, socks, and much more for everyone in your family to stay warm and bundled up during the cold weather. It's Farm King, your family store with more in Kewaunee, Burlington, Macomb, Canton, Monmouth, and Galesburg.
Back here to give you the starting lineups tonight. They're brought to you by Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine in Canton. Call 649-1572. And again, for free injury screens, they fix sports injuries. And also, we starting lineups tonight, again, for Michael Jenkins. And again, they have a lineup looks like this. This is the fifth year for the Gators, 25-3. Lineup will be Chaz Sardin, a 5'11 senior. Brian Hamilton, a 6-foot senior. Also 6'2 and a junior, Terrell Walker. Also 5'9 and a senior, Jalen Hughes. And Jalen Huff, 6'1 and a senior. All three of the five have been the starters the last 3 years for the Quest Gators. Canton Little Giants Center head coach Jay Murphy coming up in his fourth year. Assistants are B.J. McCullum, Cody Myers, and Ken Brent. Starting lineup tonight will go 6-foot junior Evan Otto for the 14-9 Canton Little Giants. Key thing about Evan is keeping him on the floor, man. He has a tendency to get some foul trouble, getting him out of the mix, but he is a tough competitor defensively. Also in the lineup tonight, 6'2", and a sophomore, hot streak at times, Garrett Brent. He can stroke it. We'll need his offense tonight. Also a start tonight for 6'3", junior Cooper Smith for the Canton Little Giants. 5'9", and a sophomore, KO Caleb Owens for the Little Giants and the big man. It is 6'7", and a senior, Lucas Ketchum tonight for the Canton Little Giants, 14-9. And again, a non-conference game for the basketball action here for Alice Ingersoll Gym. And the fans here tonight, a little disappointed in the numbers, but there are a few fans in the stands here on this Tuesday night. Usually basketball junkies, usually if you're state rank and have some of the potential we see out of this Quest team, usually brings out some of the great folks that love basketball.
Yeah, because you might see some of these guys playing on TV someday at the next level.
Chaz Sardin, again, three-point threat. You got Hamilton, and you take a look at their Walker, Hughes, and also Huff. Very potent offense. They will up and down. They'll push the tempo. They'll shoot the threes. They get the opening tip. It's controlled, decked out in blue, and I believe it is kind of an orange is the color for the Gators.
Tough to kind of see some of the numbers.
Can you imagine in football? It'd be it would be a tough one. Double team in there, the tie up. Catch him underneath. It was against Hamilton. Hamilton is a strong hit inside. They will try to get the ball in the paint to him. So it'll be a tie up. First possession will go to the Little Giants. Evan Otto.
Great job of doubling down on that to get that.
You know they got to collapse inside. 30 seconds gone by. Cooper Smith across the timeline. They'll go belly to belly. And if you heard Bob in the pregame show, they will jump out and double on you. They'll kind of hedge, and they'll do a lot of things to gamble on steals. The end of the paint, turnover by the Little Giants quickly. Ball thrown away, and a ball's kicked to the other end by the Gators. So ping pong, back and forth we go. Sometimes it's tough to get into a flow of a game.
Oh, you're right. It can look ugly at times.
When you're both one of the teams want to get the push tempo. Again, 30 seconds gone by here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. Again, we hope the best for Bob Wagner. His recovery turned sick today earlier. We hope the best for him. Ball tapped away as intended for Ketchum. Nice job by KO. Then comes up short. Hit the front of the iron.
Going to finish those shots right there, Leon.
That's one of the big Achilles this team, to not be able to finish. Shot off the left side. Tap after the miss by Hamilton. But finishing around the hoop, man, it's one of those things. You got to take it. You got to be confident when you're going inside there. Either go to the free throw line or finish the deal.
You kind of saw that last night too.
There's no doubt. We missed about five layups last night against Manuel for the girls, and a three to the opposite side of Jalen Huff. So Huff knocks down the senior, gets him on the scoreboard at the 6:45 mark here on this Tuesday night non-conference basketball as we settle in high above Alice Ingersoll Gym tonight. Off the left side, Brandt, that's Ketchum, high post. Now to Cooper Smith. Otto tries to get a little bit posted down low. Cooper now out front. Again, they go to the man-to-man. They'll switch off of it at the top of the key at 6:19. Looked along the baseline. Again, they lost a handle on it. It was intended and almost a travel, no call. Bob would have jumped all over that. He would have said, I don't know about that. They would have said it was a travel. It's Quest with the possession. Underneath, flipped little shot by Terrell Walker.
He kind of cleared his way through there, Leon.
Yep. I mean. 5-0 in the early going here. A couple of minutes into our first period. Cooper Smith across the timeline. They won't make it easy on you, man. They're going to press you. They're going to come. They'll switch on a lot of occasions. KO getting some instructions. You can hear Jay Murphy shouting out the play. Even Coach Jenkins is how to kind of defense it. Big chess game here in the early going.
There we
quick
go.
Switch, knock, pick, and roll. Shot was blocked underneath by Walker against Ketchum.
We got to take it in there every time,
yep.
though.
When you do
up
that,
on it.
Yeah, jumper from the far side. Three ball, and it no good. Cooper Smith. When you get that pick and roll, man, you got to react real quickly to get the pass through there. Cooper Smith in the elbow. He's cut off. Ball in the lane. Turnover by the Little Giants. Quest Academy in transition. They balance it and a layup by Huff. And quickly they jump on top. 7-0 at the 5:09 mark here in the opening quarter. Quick timeout here from Alice Ingersoll Gym. The Gators lead the Little Giants 7-0 back in 30 seconds. Back here at 5:09, we're underway. 7-0 with the timeout taken by the Canton Little Giants. And again, got to get back on defense and stop the transition as well. So a lot of assignment responsibilities when you play a team like Quest Academy.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. They're going to challenge every dribble you take, so you're going to have to handle the ball and be strong with it.
It's at the 5:09 mark. Little Giants will face backcourt pressure here. Cooper Smith will be in for a workout tonight, man.
Yeah,
Jimmy
will.
Richards will pick him up. They also go with Jalen Hughes on the perimeter. Cooper Smith, you'll probably lose a little weight tonight. In the lane, ball kind of stripped away from him, and it goes out of his hands. I think they're going to call him foul. I mean, that's something has changed. And again, was he really in the position to shoot the ball?
Yeah, I don't think
he was. Because he was trying to handle the basketball. That's a borderline thing there. So Sardin, again, picked up the foul. It's the first half of the team as well. Again, Cooper Smith make the free throw. Next one coming up for the young junior. Again, knock those down. So we get on the board from the free throw line at the 4:53 mark. Quick pass to the opposite floor. Opposite side, it's Richardson. Reverse it. That is Huff. He has unlimited range. Down the lane, little kick after the dribble penetration. Sure. And it's a three to the near side by Huff.
Nice kick out yep. for the open three.
They really work well together, man. They're looking for that creation inside and the kick out. You know that the defender has probably left the shooter. 10-2.
There's again.
Another turnover, three by the Little Giants. Quest dishes it. Lost a handle on it. Fighting for it. Who gets it? Blue by the Gators. Out front off the dribble, that's Hughes. Ground the lane underneath. Shot blocked. Cooper Smith. Man hit the bottom of the backboard. That goes out of bounds. Good defense there by the Little Giants, Cooper Smith.
A nice recovery on that.
Good job against Walker, 6'2", junior. Back out front against the Little Giants. Brant to the near side, catch him, doubles to the near side. Again, they kind of tippy-toed along the sideline, threw it away, but Quest gets it.
We got to get some loose balls, Leon.
Yeah.
They're getting all of them.
That's what they do. That's one of their primary games, part of their offense. Keeping the possession alive. Down the line. Should be a player control.
Go. Yeah.
Good job. Cooper Smith took the charge. I know it's one of the things Coach Jay Murphy wants to see, more of those charges. Were you a guy, too, like to see a few charges taken?
Yeah. John Redd back in the day, Leon. I don't remember
yep.
John or not. He
rode the body around,
of course, but he took a charge every
yep.
time he could.
Again, Huff picks up the foul, second as the team. 10-2. Down the lane. Cooper Smith with a dunk right down the middle. What about that?
That was a pretty nice play there.
That brought the crowd alive. The small in numbers, but that brought the crowd alive. Woke me up.
Yeah, me too.
10-4. Nice play by Cooper Smith. He just sailed right down the middle, and that's going to hooking foul. I believe it's going to be against number 11. It is against Walker. That can turn you around, man. If we can continue it here. You got a substitution of Barry Ross. Again, he's a 6'2 junior, checks in. 324. Wow. He got up, man. He went right down the middle lane and dunked it. Here comes KO. Scoots on his rear, picks it up, and off of Blue, yeah. Off of the Gators.
Thought we were going to touch it there.
I know, I had to wait. I thought Evan was going to be over there. Girls basketball, Galesburg beats Prairie Central Fairbury, 56-18.
Ooh.
So Galesburg rolls their opening win of their regional tonight at the 3:16 mark here. 10-4. We'll get our assignment Thursday for the seeding, and that's a travel call by the Little Giants, number 4. And then Friday we'll know where we'll go, either to Peoria High or Bloomington in the subsectional A in Class 3A. Those will be unveiled later this week.
I have to think they'll send you to Peoria High.
I would think so. We know it well. We were there last night. Been a few years.
Yeah.
That's a great, I tell you what, a lot of historical games have been played in that building. Chuck Fisher in his days, one of the great coaches. Along the baseline, cutoff there was Hamilton. Shoots up the shot and misses it. Loose ball in the lane. Can't fight for it. Otto, double team, gets it out to Luke Randall, Preston Taylor, Cooper Smith, and Garrett Brandt. They've really smothered Garrett. He has not even had one look. And we got a tie up.
I think they're holding Cooper, trying to hold on to him.
Again, that's going to be a foul against Richardson, number 4. And a fourth team foul. 4 zip on the count. Gators own that advantage to this point. 2:34, Preston Taylor out on the arc. To the post, Cooper Smith turns, wheels the shot up and good. Looks like Cooper's feeling it tonight. You can just tell the bounce of the dribble. He's got all 6 of our points, cuts the lead down by 4. Little Giants play the D. Now front quick touch by Richardson. Now they'll back it out with Hughes. Looks over the defense. He beats Smith along the baseline. Jumper no good. We fight for it. The tap. Gators get it. Underneath, a little push. And it's a shot taken by Ross and a foul against the Little Giants.
You know, Cooper last time down posting up. That might be a key for him tonight. I think he can post up all night
and
make things, especially the moves he makes.
A lot of teams who've not been able to utilize him in that kind of category there. So that's going to be an area that hopefully we will. And let's see, the free throws taken by Ross. Missed it. Second chance. We got Huff again in the game so far. 8 of their 10. And you get all 6 of ours by Cooper Smith tonight. He's not really been what you'd call red hot on the year. He's been pretty average scoring-wise. It's going to be anywhere 10, 14 points, that kind of range. Cooper's pretty much kept at a limit. I think he's going to have some big numbers tonight.
I think so, too, the way he's looking.
2-minute mark. Randall trying to get the ball inside the post there to Otto. Quick cut there. Randall, nice cut off the assist. Nice job from Cooper Smith.
I think we can get that back a lot, Leon. They overplay us a lot.
We got that early in the Havana game. Same kind of short corner pass, that little differently on the perimeter. 10-8 now. We fought our way back. Long trade to the opposite side. Short. KO gets the rebound. Wait for bodies to go by. And almost a steal. Cooper gets it. Maintains the dribble. Back out front. Cooper wants to attack off the left side. Again, a quick foul there by Ryan Hamilton.
They don't play a lot of help defense. They overplay.
No, they don't.
And, you know, they're going to deny you everything, and we can get them back door.
But it's not a lot of teams can handle that overplay, right?
That's
why they do it.
It's constant pressure.
Yeah. 10-8 here. Quest to play the D. Little Giant possession. Otto, trying to get the ball inbounds. That's a 5 count. Throw it out there, man. You got to move people. Everybody else was kind of standing, too.
Well, they're standing watching Otto take the ball out of bounds.
5th turnover by the Little Giants. 10-8 now. Quest on the attack, right to left. Also in the lineup for them is Adrian Hinton, a sophomore. He handles that. The point picked up there by KO. Interchangeable is this team. A lot of depth at the guard. KO snags it after the miss there. Here comes the Little Giants. Sideline to Preston Taylor. Top of the key. Otto underneath the Randall. Little head fake off the glass. Oh. It went in and out. No good.
That's a nice job, though. I mean,
good
right
look there.
There.
Chance to tie it, and it just kind of rolled around. Down the lane. Contact. And again, they're going to contact by Avier Ross. It's the player control.
We might have got one there, Leon. I'm not too sure how much that, but they are initiating the contact. And,
the rules are intended to be called. And a lot of times the defense always is a casualty of that.
Yeah, I mean, they're actually calling it right.
46
haven't seen that much.
Yeah, maybe I'm surprised. maybe a clap or something. Underneath, that's KO with a big bucket there to tie it. Nice job. Little Giants have fought their way back to a 10-10 tie. 35-second mark here. Off the dribble, top of the key, the exchange. Walker lost a handle on it. Cooper gets it. Third turnover by the Quest. Down the lane, and it's a layup. Good by KO. Little Giants have come to life. 12-10, the tail end of the 18-second mark of the opening period here.
I think if we can jump on them here, Leon, I can see them kind of folding up.
Yep. You can see Coach Jenkins is not real happy looking out there. Launches a long three. It comes up short. Quest. And we're going to have Canton possession.
They're taking some bad shots, Leon. I mean,
we got one of the officials. I think he said it was tipped now. The outer official said it was tipped.
Oh, wow.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. It was a bad shot.
Again, so I think they catch a break. They'll have it at 3.4. Little Giants lead at 12-10. After they led it 8-2 down the lane, off balance, another player control. Hamilton's going to pick up the player control. It's his second, and it will be with 0.2 of a second here. 17 fouls, so we will shoot bonus the rest of the half. Quick touch, and the Little Giants, nice little run here. They're going to 10-2 run. They take the lead, 12-10. Opening quarter non-conference game against State Rank Quest. Little Giants lead 12-10. Back in 1 minute.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Hi, this is Emily Valencia, 2010 graduate of Spoon River College. I've been teaching high school art and computer graphics for a year now, and when I think about it, Spoon River College was a perfect beginning to my undergraduate experience. My instructors laid a solid foundation for my future as an educator and an artist. It doesn't matter who you are, a new high school graduate or someone looking for a change in career, Spoon River College can be your perfect beginning too. Register now, visit src.edu or call 1-800-DEGREES and ask to speak to an advisor.
Well, Quest got out in front 8-2. Little Giants responded 10-2, but it was all the catalyst with the big dunk there by Cooper Smith there, Bobby.
Yeah, that seemed like that turned the tide and
gave them a lot of confidence,
yeah,
didn't it?
We're playing harder than they are right now.
Defensively, trying to shut things off. We switch on the top of the key. Everybody rotating. Jump at the far side. Three is no good by Sardin.
We'll let him have that. He's about 5 foot beyond the arc.
He can get on a streak, though.
Yeah.
KO handles that at the point now. So you got Cooper, the off guard now. Screen, top of the key. Brandt has not even really had to utilize him yet. That's another weapon in the offense. Screen underneath, threw the ball away. Turnover at number 6 by Canton. Got to do a little better batter pass and recognizing where the guy is in the low block area.
I think I knew what he was trying to do, and he was going to be open, but just wasn't a very good pass.
Yeah, underthrew him. Sardin will handle out front between the screen. It's Hughes. KO will pick him up. They try to balance out the offense against Little Giants D. Minute gone by, the second period. Kicks it to the near side. Hughes a three. Bounces. Go.
Nice
touch. It's a friendly bounce. Big three by Hughes. That is their third tray of the game. It's 13-12. 6:55. I've not really been impressed with their rebounding to this point. I mean, they've got some extra chances, but a lot of theirs is perimeter shooting. And a dribble penetration kick-out kind of stuff.
And they really haven't crashed the boards on the offensive end either. They just shoot and go.
13-12, advantage Quest. Lob it, Cooper, overthrew him. A turnover, number 7. across the timeline. Ross, now to Hughes. Balance out the offense, top of the key for the Gators. Kind of like the Florida colors.
Yeah,
blue and orange. Opposite side off the dribble, half beat his man. Penetrates, kicks it out, top of the key. Off the dribble. Down the lane, little shuffle off the glass. Ruled off, no good by Walker. They get a keeper there. In the lane, Ross. There's that second opportunity, so we can't allow them to continue to attack.
Might have went over a back on it, too, Leon. But yep. We got to get a body into him so they can make that call.
And a foul against the Little Giants. And it's against Randall. It's his first, team second. And free throw is missed, taken by Walker. Yeah, with the new glasses now, it corrects all my mistakes scorekeeping as well. And I'm not that particular about the officials anymore, somewhat.
So you can see what's being called, huh?
Right. One of the two free throws. And again, quick foul in the backcourt. That's going to be a hold against the Gators. Yeah.
Wow.
Against Ross.
I didn't see. I wasn't paying attention.
We've caught some breaks, there's no doubt, in some of the calls here in the early going. They lead it 14-12, 6:19. Cooper Smith on the flip side here will shoot free throws. He's 2 for 2. Scored our first 6 points. Going to a big-time dunk. Seen him warming up earlier. He gets here before a lot of the others. He and Otto get here a lot early before some of those other players. You have those traditionally, I think, over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Working on a few things there. And just to getting adjusted back here, I mean, you practice here, but on game nights, a little different.
It is a little different. A little different feeling.
Yep. Approaching it, 14-14, opposite side. Richardson with a three. No good. Hits the backboard. And they get a rebound by Ketchum.
Yeah, they're not even attempting to rebound.
Randall. Now it's Cooper Smith off the dribble, top of the key. He sizes up the defense. The man-to-man by the Gators to the near side. Brandt. Hadn't been able to pull the trigger yet. The ball deflected and a steal, a save by Quest. Keeps it to the opposite side. 8 turnovers by Canton. A 3 by Huff. Rimmed out, no good.
Over the back.
That's going to be a foul against Richardson. Doing a good job keeping our shoulder turned and keeping him off the boards in that category.
Yeah, doing a real nice job of controlling the board. Yeah. I mean, they're getting one and done.
Richardson, a pair of fouls. That is 9 team fouls now by Quest Academy.
It'll be a long second quarter here,
yep.
Leon.
They've been in existence for 5 years. They play their games at Woodruff High School. They do co-op, I believe, with Peoria Heights and girls basketball. I should say they do co-op with them. Garrett Brandt to the free throw line, knocked it down. So another opportunity here with the clock stopped at 5:44, 15-14. And, nope, missed a free throw. Almost a tip by Ketchum, and then
you'll get us that time.
Going to be against Lucas on the push. Looked good at the beginning of that, but again, it made the contact, so foul against Lucas. Third team foul against the Little Giants. 5:38, opposite side, Hughes, missed three. Cooper Smith, he can jump with the best of them. His thing is quick off the floor.
Yeah, he is.
5:26, bounce pass Cooper, catches it on the wing. Between the circle, catch him. Had Otto, all he had to do was throw it over the shoulder, and he had him beat. Preston Taylor cut off left baseline. You can see the defender, one of the coaches, saying you got to switch over. They're going to set it up to this near side for Brandt. They did. They try to get out here defensively. Bounce pass, threw it away. 9 by the Little Giants. 15-14, 5:02. Cooper putting the pressure on the lane baseline. That's a foul against Cooper. Fourth as a team.
They're going to try even his fouls up a little bit. 9-3 right now.
It happens from time to time.
Yeah, 9-4.
Yep. And we want to wish a quick recovery to Phil Murphy, too. He had recent surgery. Hope that he's doing well. And I think he had knee surgery or something done a week or so ago. In the lane, bucket is good by Chaz Sardin. Again, it's his first 2 points of the night. 16-15 with 4:39.
Yeah.
And they're calling it pretty tight here in this middle part of the game here. Again, Jalen Hughes picks up and bonus time. Let's shoot two. Super bonus coming up. So it's 4:38. Preston Taylor to the free throw line. Basketball will have for you Friday night. Canton will be at Limestone. Always a tough place to play over there. And Saturday at Morton Equal. It's a tough weekend. It's one of the tougher ones you go back-to-back. Again, Preston Taylor got the roll, and we're knocking down some free throws in this first half.
That's going to be big toward the end.
Yep. And again, free throw is good. You know, this will be a big win as you go into the seeding, because it doesn't happen until, well, it maybe happened maybe yesterday. I can't remember if they seeded yesterday or what they did. Rolled it up, no good. If you apply, I think you put in what you want to do. I don't know if that's taken place or not. So this may be a game that doesn't really have that kind of a bearing.
Yeah, I think it may have, what is this? This is Tuesday?
Yeah.
It might be tonight when you're going to have the seeds in or tomorrow morning. So
I thought it was usually on a Tuesday of the week there. So it could have a little bit of help for Canton
I think they got to turn it in tomorrow morning, I believe, so that could help.
Again, Preston knocking down some free throws.
It's one of those where if you get a win, you go in back tonight and put it in there real quick and see if they get it.
Absolutely. Gets one or two from the free throw line. Getting a little Giants, 8 of 10 from the stripe. That's aided to our two-point lead, 18-16. Out front, that's Huff, 4-10 left in the half. Back out front, swings the pass off the Walker, 3 no good. In the lane, ball kicks out. They go after it. They get all the loose balls, the 50-50 stuff. That has been their go-to thing. Sardin missed a shot there. Chaz Sardin, 3:53. Little Giants will walk it up, 18-16. Double out front. They beat it. Kick it out. Cooper Smith open. He's working on the three. Got it down. He's been working on extending a little bit of his range. That's what he's working on in practice tonight. Big three there by Cooper. 11 in the night. Three is no good. We block out. Cooper saves it. Boy, he was pretty close to the end. That foot on the end line there. 21-16. We open up our biggest lead of the night by five. Give and go underneath the Ketchum. Nice dribble penetration by Cooper Smith. The assist. Lucas Ketchum. They don't call that anymore. It used to be a travel.
not anymore.
23. I'm just thinking, oh, man, I think he took an extra step there. 23-16 here, up by seven. At the three-minute mark here, Quest cut off. Again, a reminder that they are in 1A. They will cause some problems in 1A regional, which they host starting next week. We'll look at some of that at halftime. 2:52 now. Little Giants on a run here. Leads 23-16. Nice move by Evan. Took his man off the dribble. Beat Griffin. Evan Otto with a big bucket. Well, in the opening quarter, Canton went on that 10-2 run. And they've had a nice little run here. Lead at 25-16 as we have a break here at the 2:40 mark. It's the Little Giants leading Quest, 25-16. Back here in 30 seconds.
I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer at MidAmerica National Bank. We're ready to lend, helping support our communities.
We offer online mortgage applications. I'm Tracy Chipman, Mortgage Loan Officer at MidAmerica. You can research various mortgage products, search for personalized rate quotes, and apply for a loan 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
MidAmerica National Bank, your bank for life in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
8-0 run. We've had a couple of runs in this game, which is a good sign for this offense. The Little Giants are responding to the pressure and the quickness by Quest, and they've gone really ice cold from three-point land tonight, and this one after a couple of threes early.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing a nice job. Like I said, lemons are one and done.
Yep. We had a little bit of run where they got a couple of extra looks, but they couldn't capitalize. Little Giants lead at 25-16, 2:23 clock runs. They step out, Hughes for the three, no good. Fighting for it, who gets it? Ketchum. They had even Cooper Smith had his hand way up there amongst the trees as well.
Yeah, the problem with Peoria's three-point shots is they're not even close to the line. They're about 6 feet behind the line. So
2:10, lob it underneath the Ketchum. He finally makes the grab and then got fouled. That's going to be against Hughes. I think he was the guilty guy. And it's going to be a pair of fouls. They have one, two, three, four players now with two fouls at least. So two shots will be coming up for Lucas Ketchum. Coach Jenkins is going a little deeper to his bench, trying to find a little bit of confidence in his offense and shooting-wise.
I think he's trying to find a combination. Yep. He wants to go out there and work the ball around a little bit.
So free throw, no good by Ketchum. Next one coming up. Little Giants were 8-10 prior to this attempt here. We've not really shot a lot of free throws and missed the free throw. Tap out. Quest gets it. Little Giants up here. 9 is the lead with the 2-minute mark before halftime.
Can you finish this out?
Yep. Sardin. Out front. That's a quick hold out there against Brandt. And against Garrett Brandt. Here comes Luke Randall. He replaces Ketchum on the substitution. KO will also come in at a minute 52 of the second quarter here. Nice little student section has turned out for tonight's game. And at the top of the key with the possession, it goes to Hinton. Along the baseline, they isolate. Bank shot no good. That was taken by Ross. Outlet, it goes to Otto with a minute 41. They attack underneath the Randall. Nice transition there. Nice
wide
job.
Open. Good job.
Underneath the Randall. Ellen Otto was the safety out there, kind of getting that pass and then finding the wide open. And they didn't do a good job of rotating back.
No, they haven't the whole game.
27-16. In the lane from the elbow. Left side shot, no good. Showing some of the deficiencies in his Quest team, haven't you? We've been pushing him out, shooting from 8, 10 feet in the lane.
Yeah, you know, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter what level you're at, 1A, 2A, 3A, whatever, you're going to have to do a little bit better job defensively.
5 count, didn't advance it, so a turnover by the Little Giants. That's 10 in the half. Turnover by the Little Giants.
The
quick
timeout.
Minute 4 here. 30-second break here as the Little Giants leading 27-16. Back here to Alice Ingersoll. Jim in 30 seconds.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
27-16 advantage the Little Giants after leading by 2 and then went on that 8-0 run. Again, it's been keyed by big 3 by Cooper Smith and number of free throws again in this second quarter here. 53 seconds, a long tray by Quest. They knock it down.
He's way back there.
You can tell he can shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
Chaz Sardin with a tray. It's his fifth point. Cut the lead 43 seconds here.
We need a score going in.
KO now crosses the timeline here. I thought I saw a little bit of burst, a little bit of confidence from KO in that first quarter. We need to pick him up as well. Nice move by Preston. A follow-up good by Randall.
Nice job by Randall.
Nice job. Cut behind him and hits the sixth point by Randall. 29-19, back up by 10 with a 20-second mark. That's going to carry the basketball. She tried to take it as the ball was palmed on the floor. I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah.
That was a little different. That can't be not a Harlem Globetrotter move there, was it?
It might have been.
With 18.6 seconds, Little Giants up by 10. Cooper Smith. Again, get us across the timeline with 14. They put the brakes on defensively. Picking up, it's Latenz Carpenter, a senior. So they have got about 4 deep. Cooper Smith down the lane. Nice little acrobat. He has just got phenomenal control with the body. And Cooper Smith, a big bucket. And a Little Giants lead at a halftime against state-ranked Quest Academy, 31-19. More coming up as we get to the halftime. It's brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser. Your perfect postgame stop at 135 North 5th in Canton. Coach Bob Barnes, Leon Gruber with you. Halftime when we return in 2 minutes.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Canton Little Giant Basketball on WBYS, AM 1560, 93.7 FM. Streamed online, 1560WBYS.com.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Mid-Lani and Prairie Land Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Back here at the halftime show, Coach Bob Barnes, Leon Guru with you. Couple of big runs in this game, and the Little Giants find themselves on top of state-ranked Quest Academy, 31-19, a game that's in the balance. They got out to an 8-2 lead, and the Little Giants responded, 10-2, led it 12-10, and then again opened up a 9-point lead, and then went another 8-0 run, and we find themselves here at a lead of 12-31-19, and again, a lot of energy. You know, I think one of the key things, and it all was after that dunk. It seemed like we just picked up our alertness, more detail. I think we're doing a pretty good job defensively, limiting their shots. You know, they were hitting some threes early, had a couple threes, didn't really hurt us too bad, and then they've been forced to take a lot of threes out there. We've kept them out of the paint, any kind of dribble penetration. So we've done a pretty good job in the assignment defensively.
Yeah, the best thing is we are stopping their dribble penetration, and they're settling for threes. And then when they're shooting the threes, they're not crashing the boards at all.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and let them set out there. And once we stop their dribble penetration and we box out and limit it to one shot, we're going to be in good shape in this game.
Offensively, too, I think we've been a little bit more in sync. We've not really had to get the ball inside to catch him. Well, Cooper Smith has created a lot of situations. He's had a ton of assists. Again, Luke Randall has been a good job of cutting to the basket. Nice cuts off the offense. So we're looking to move away from the basketball a lot better tonight. You can't stand, and when a team are switching a lot and they play a lot of quickness out front, we've been able to, again, get the ball inside on a number of occasions and take advantage of some of their, some of their lapses as well.
Yeah, I really have. I think we've balanced the floor very well. Like you said, we're moving without the basketball, very unselfish basketball, and it's fun to watch when they play like that.
Halftime, here is the Little Giants up 31-19, as we mentioned. Quest Academy will begin play on Monday. They will host the 1A regional, and on Monday night it's Peoria Heights versus Brimfield. That could be one of the good games there. Jimmy Jordan will be the matchup there against Brimfield, and then Tuesday night Bushnell will take on Princeville. Hartsburg, Edmond, Peoria Christian, the number one seed is Peoria Quest on their home floor, and that will be played at Woodruff. So that is one of the teams in the 1A, as we mentioned, none of those things in regards to some of the regional teams, other teams. Again, the Barry Western, the Astoria Regional, also Abington Avon, and Quest Academy. So those are the four sites we'll feed for Peoria Quest in the 1A Regional. And again, that'll be coming up starting next week. Of course, the Little Giants will not know until later in the week. The seeding is done on Thursday. And then coming up on Friday after 4 o'clock, we'll know where all those, teams will be going, Peoria or Bloomington, for the large school. More coming up, we have a little bit of the traveling team basketball out there, and that brings back memories, of course, and when I was coaching a little bit at the Y and some traveling stuff there, it's always kind of neat to showcase some of your young talent in the program, all right, there, Bobby?
It really is. See the little ones playing here, and And coaches at that age got to have a lot of patience,
I know. Absolutely. Halftime here is the Little Giants out in front, 31-19. We'll take a look at the at least the first half scoring. We'll have that for you. Again, we'll remind you that Bob Wagner took ill earlier today at work. Don't know the status of that. We hope for the best and hopefully a quick recovery. But again, Bob Barnes, Little Giant coach, with us here tonight. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the softball things get going. We'll talk with Bobby about that when we take a quick timeout. Halftime is brought to you by Monocle's Pizza. Back here in 90 seconds.
What's smart? That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That's Smart groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock In Your Price for Life offering and pricing, then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Canton Little Giant Basketball on WBYS, AM 1560, 93.7 FM. Streamed online, 1560WBYS.com.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Back here with the halftime show, and a lot of the youngsters are out performing as we get to the halftime. Little Giants lead at 31-19. The scoring in the first half, Little Giants 31, looks like this. One of our better halves offensively. He had 2 points from Evan Otto, free throw by Garrett Brandt, 3 points by Preston Taylor, 13 in the first half by Cooper Smith, played outside one of his better halves. He was in total sync in that first half, defensively, offensively, and again, 4 points. Again, from Caleb Owens, 6 from Luke Randall, and Lucas Ketchum with 2. Little Giants were 8 of 12 from the free throw line. Scoring, Chaz Sardin, again, with 5 points. He had Terrell Walker with 3, Jalen Hughes with 3, and Jalen Huff with 8. He scored all those in the opening quarter. He was pretty silent from 3-point land after that. And again, from the free throw line, they were 1 of 4, and they turned the ball over 3 times in that first half. You've been doing some workouts and some hitting and other stuff there, Bob. What's sort of the thing, the kind of the thing before you get ready for the regular season? What can you actually come as a team and as be the regular coach when you do that prior to the start of the season?
Yeah, prior to the start, we have what we call open gyms, which our attendance in open gyms at the varsity level has been outstanding, about 100%. So, you know, we've been doing those on Sunday nights, and then Wednesday nights also do some extra hitting on those nights. And the girls have been fantastic about showing up and putting in that extra time. And a week from this coming up Monday, we go for good. So we legally get started. And but I mean, these girls work on their game, you know, all year round.
Wait, when you look at it, and again, I told you that one of the trivia questions is there's been 3 Middle Illinois teams to win a state tournament, and it just shows you the caliber of play when you're in the Middle Illinois Conference. But you have a nice little mixture of other non-conference games mixed in with the conference schedule this year as well.
Yeah, we really do. And you have to. With as tough as our Middle Illinois is, you have to get prepared for them. And, you know, we play Sacred Heart Griffin, who's, you know, they're always knocking the door at state championships, and they do a great job. We're going to play in a benefit Hits for the Cure over at the Louisville Slugger Complex against Brimfield this year. That's something new. And then instead of playing Macomb just in a doubleheader, the first on the 18th of March, we're going to add IVC into the mix again, and we really miss them being in our conference. They have their coaches back again, and they do a great job over there. So they're going to come over there. We're going to play Macomb, then they're going to play them, and then we'll finish the day with IVC. So kind of some different things for us this year, and we go back to Rock Ridge Tournament, get to see some good teams over there. So Just try to get ready for the midline next. You know how tough that's going to be again.
Yeah, you see a lot of teams have gone to that, haven't you, for the weekend where you go to a site and you play two, maybe a couple of different teams, you know, that you normally don't see. That's kind of really the key thing, I think, isn't it? To kind of get regimented against different styles. You'll see different pitching, different defense, different conference affiliations. The thing that it really adds to the mix. Get the girls a little bit of a kind of a travel, a little bit away from home, a lot of that. There. So it gets you a lot of combinations, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. You know, we go to Mahomet this year, and, you know, Lincoln came here last year.
Right.
Mahomet was supposed to, but they had some illnesses. But this year we're going to go to Mahomet and play them in Lincoln. And we haven't talked about it yet, but I think we might go down on a Friday night, stay there, and just, you know, kind of hang out and get some team bonding stuff, too. That would be right, you know, near the regional time, so it would be a good time to go there and kind of get away from things. So we're excited about that, and like
yeah.
I said, playing different teams.
When you look at the Nucleus, and you had really a solid core of players who were really dedicated. I mean, they came to play. And I think you have another group, don't you, of underclass players who understand that they've had a lot of experience in traveling and other type of situations in the off season that will help you prepare. But you get a first-hand look when they're in the junior high level. That's a huge advantage, right, when you're looking at your program?
Yeah, you really do. And you can't blame anybody. If you don't have players developing at the junior high level, you got to look in the mirror if you're the one coaching them down there and see what's wrong. But we got a great group. We lost a great group. We all know that. But, you know, we're not going to use that as excuses this year. We're going to just come out and play. And these young girls are hungry, and they want to prove that, you know, they want to leave their mark on the program,
right.
And I think they can do it.
When you look at setting your lineup, do you first look at defensively the things when you put your pieces together, or you're looking to kind of fill your voids for the defense, or how they kind of sit up in your lineup? I mean, how does that kind of work as a head coach there?
I think you kind of look a little bit of both.
Yeah.
It's too bad it doesn't work like football where you can have an offensive and defensive squad, but it doesn't work that way. You got to have some pitching first. You know in softball how important
yeah.
pitching and catching is. And we have some good pitchers this year. We have a move-in transfer that transferred in that could help us out a little bit. And we have Nico. It's a returning catcher who does an outstanding job as anybody in the conference. So you start right there, and then you build out from there. And like I said, we got a puzzle you try to put together, and
yeah.
I really think we have some great pieces.
You know, Bobby Barnes is with us, and he's helping out tonight with the illness of Bob Wagner earlier today. And one of the things is the complex out of the 4th Avenue area there, and you continue to build that, and you add a lot of that, and that's something to be very proud of. And I know that's something that's really helped with the whole traveling kind of program, hasn't it, to be able to utilize that. But you have it. You have batting cages. You have really the state-of-art of everything for these players to be able to utilize.
Yeah, we really have, and we try to add something every year or do something different. And the CGSA, our travel board, has been wonderful just for finding volunteers to help do things, money and all that kind of, you know, the booster club helping us out. But I owe the CGSA so much. They've made our program what it is today with their dedication to the Canton softball program.
And I owe them a fed of gratitude as well for building a press box that keeps me dry during some of the elements of the early part of the season there as well. That's a huge thing to be able to broadcast and do all the games there as well. It's something we've been able to do over the last number of years, and I always look forward to that. It's a fun part doing the baseball and the softball to promote the program. And we even go to East Peoria a couple of times during the year, so it's, you know, we continue to add to our schedule. Always look forward to that. So,
well, we love having you there, so that's why we make sure we take care, because we know that March and early April can be pretty brutal for you. I remember a lot of windy and rainy games you set behind our backstop getting soaked, and we can't let that happen anymore. So, yeah,
well,
I think you like it now.
one thing that Mark Bixler and I have learned is possibly not to go to Farmington to do a game, because we did a game like 2 years ago, and it might have been the worst I've ever seen it.
Oh, I had a fly by.
I had a hard time getting up just to walk out of there. I was so froze.
I hit a fly ball to Schubert in center
yeah.
field in pregame, and it ended up behind me.
you don't really, you know, I think we're going to have a little bit better weather scenario. You talked about maybe getting out and doing some work this weekend, right?
Yeah, I think this weekend we're going to put the cages and stuff up. Next week we'll have some open workouts and be on the field.
Appreciate it. Thanks for coming up here. We got fun for you and the softball part of it. And,
let's get Wagons back to health.
I know, man. We're looking forward to it. So, Little Giants with a lead here at halftime, 31-19. But we know Quest is an explosive team, and they can, again, light fire, and they can score some points in a hurry. And the key thing for them is really keep them out of that transition game. And you know that when they start getting that tempo going, and it can be difficult. And you know they're a much better team than we showed at certain stretches here. So,
first 2 minutes here, Leon. We always talk about that.
It's always critical, isn't it?
Yep.
Little Giants, and again, will open up with the basketball. High screen. Brandt They cut through. Brandt goes to the opposite side. Now they're going to try to get Garrett a few touches. Top of the key. He pulls the trigger. There he goes. We talked about getting him in the scoring. Gets his first tray of the night. I like the motion, man. We did a good job cutting and everybody kind of rolling to the top of the key there, setting him up for a big three. 34-19 at a quick hold along the baseline. I don't know if there was a lot of hold there, but there was some contact. They were side by side. So that's going to be a second against Ketchum, first as a team.
They're really calling the game
tight. They have been. But they've called it both ways in regards to that. 30 seconds gone by, top of the key. That's Huff. And wide open. Nobody rotated, and he missed the shot. Point-blank layup there by Hamilton. Missed. That's been the kind of night for them.
Yeah.
Coach Jenkins on the sideline there. He just kind of continues to chew his gum over there and kind of digs in over there. 34-19. Cooper Smith, Brandt on the top of the key. KO, Ketchum. Now you go inside. Now you make it tough for him. Inside, Ketchum turns, wheels it in. Got that inside-outside combination. Then you add to that mix, you got Cooper Smith. We're a pretty good 1-2 combo when you do that.
Yeah, that's pretty tough to stop.
36-19. That's what I like to see get established down the stretch here. And again, had him with the body early.
Probably his third, isn't it, Leon?
Yeah, that's going to be second of the half here. And again, his third. So Lucas will have a seat here. Luke Randall will come in and stop at your play here. Huff to the free throw line for Quest, sinks the free throw. Again, Luke Randall in. They were 1-4 in the first half of the stripe. Little Giants were 8-12. That's a pretty good swing there. I like those numbers there. Going to the stripe there about a dozen times. A couple of free throws there by Huff. He's got 10 in the game. 36-23 here. 36-23 with 6:41 to the third. They bring on the press. Cooper Smith splits it.
There you
gets
go.
It across the timeline. Breaks it down. A little hesitation. Lost the handle on it. Now from the elbow. Kicks it to Brandt. He's open to the opposite side. Too strong. High with the rebound. Otto. Brandt should have just shot it.
Yeah.
And then in the lane, that indecision and a foul will cost the Little Giants.
Yeah, he should have just put that ball up.
Yep. Look at the other guy, and he's open barely, but that wasn't a good angle to pass the basketball to. So it's a Quest. 11th turnover. 36-21 here. 6:15. And again, along the baseline, the double team, and he split it right through and Huff with the basket.
We get a
nice
weather
the
storm
there.
Right here because
yep.
They're coming out after us.
6 minute mark here, 36-23. Now they'll pick us up in half court. High with the dribble, he carried it, got him pinned against his shoulder, and that's going to be a travel. So a couple of turnovers in this period here. They're trying to get you uncomfortable and speed you up.
Yeah, they are, and they're doing a good job of it right now.
5:53. Out front, Walker. Brandt picks him up right at the apex of the circle. Bounce pass to the lane. Nice steal. Turnover. Good KO.
Oh.
Gets the outlet. Otto across the timeline. Brandt open. Finds a rhythm and shooter. Rimmed it out. No good. Save. KO. Good hustle to that point. Opposite side, Randall. Back to KO. Need a bucket here. Had Brandt really right out of the gate. KO takes it down. Nice left-handed move. That's what I've been waiting for from KO, man.
Strong to the basket.
Absolutely. Little confidence taken amongst the defenders. Man, he gets that down. Long three. Wow. Long three by Hughes. Man, that was a college three there. Big three, 38-26. Again, down to Florida. Little Giants beat it back. Randall along the baseline. Pull-up jumper is good by Luke. Randall's having a good night. 8 points in the night. Back up by 14. They answer with a three. We're trading big three to the opposite side. And again, that's what their offense is.
They're going to keep firing them.
Starting. But to the big three, he's got eight on the night. Little Giants send one volley. Brandt cut off baseline. Otto, he drives, kicks it out. Now they'll reset the offense here. KO. Cooper Smith, the opposite side, kick it to Brandt. Can't pull the trigger. Lob it inside. Randall gets his man on the hip. Nice job.
Randall's having a nice
game. I love the way he's posting up, getting the ball inside. Drew the contact, and they got his second field goal of the quarter. They come right back, miss the shot. Well, they didn't take long, man. 4 minute mark here, the third. It's been a fun game, entertaining game. Kicking out baseline, Randall again. He's short on that one. 42-29. 4 minute mark here. Down the lane, the ball knocked away. Foul against the Little Giants.
He was out of control there, and we kind of bailed him out.
Yep. And we'll see who the foul's going to be. Contact. I think it's going to be his third against Randall. That's a tough break there.
Got to get our breath here, don't we, Leon?
Yep. 3:54. This is how you earn the big bucks here, Bobby. 42-29. Off to this near side, Hughes. Crossover, the ball deflected in the lane. They keep it alive. Back out front to Sardin. Going to JUCO and Kansas. One of the prominent programs there. They won a couple of national titles. In the lane, turn spins. Shot no good by Huff. Rebound by Otto.
Nice
job. Good job on the boards.
Yep.
Cooper Smith kicks it out the opposite side. Couldn't exchange that. Kind of bobbled it. Had to rush it a little bit. Now they get it back outside. KO attacks, kicks it out to the near side. Cooper Smith, drain the circle with Brent. He drives in, little head fake from the elbow left side, rolled it up, no good. Otto with another rebound. Nice job by Evan Otto.
Scrappy play right there,
yep.
Leon.
Evan's, again, had some knee issues, and he's just that little lack of confidence in it, you know, in that ability. And a quick foul by KO. Pretty tight contest tonight officiating, but it's been both ways. I haven't really complained.
Well, first half, that was an offensive foul the first half.
I know. Full timeout. We'll take one down to the court here with a 2:56 mark. Little Giants lead 44-29. Third period. Back here in 1 minute.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
This sports broadcast is brought to you by Farm King, the family store with more for the cold weather season. Shovels, snow throwers, salt, heaters, outdoor tools and equipment for this winter, all available now at your local Farm King store. Find gloves, hats, insulated boots, coats, Carhartts, socks, and much more for everyone in your family to stay warm and bundled up during the cold weather. It's Farm King, your family store with more in Kewaunee, Burlington, Macomb, Canton, Monmouth, and Galesburg.
Maintain our double-figure lead, in fact, up by 15 at this stretch here at the three-minute mark of the third. Little Giants continue to dig in, and he matched their intensity. You know, it's a big thing. They came out and pressed us. We handled it. They got a couple of threes out of it. But now we settle back in defense. Now friend is Hughes. Little Giants up 44-29 off the baseline. Sardin whips the pass along the baseline. Who's going to grab it? Hamilton. Ball off his hip, and Quest gets it, scoots on the floor, and then turnover. A couple of turnovers this period, but they've only had five in the game. You know, 44-29.
As fast as they played, too. That's surprising. That's all
yeah,
they had.
I know. KO between the circle. They'll cut off the screen, and then they'll try to either penetrate. Again to Preston Taylor, right at the top of the key. Picked up there by Hughes. Slapped away. Hughes, and then a good hustle by KO. He's played a heck of a game tonight. He and Luke Randall really stepped up their game tonight. Cooper Smith beat his man down the lane, shuffles a shot up off the glass.
A nice move.
That is not an easy move by any stretch, man. I tell you what, he's got lightning quick off the dribble. 46-29. We're playing an inspired, intense game here tonight. I like it. I like the level we're playing at. In the lane, little push shot, and again, no good. Got with the push, and then in the lane.
Ooh.
In the early game, if you call a little push off with Huff, then you don't call the other kind of situation. Here comes, again, Clay Schrader. He'll check in. Evan Otto's done a good job rebounding tonight. I think everybody's played their role tonight really well.
And that's what you want this time of year.
Yep. Minute 37 here to the post underneath there. And, again, a bucket there is Ross.
A little too easy there.
Yep. 46-31. They kind of sneak back a little bit, and we've been able to answer. Minute 23, clock runs. Taylor, Schrader out of the arc to this near side. Puts the ball on the floor, protect the ball. You got to get all the way, mesh in with the quickness. You got to be able to adapt to that if you've been on the bench here. Off to the side, Brandt cuts through. Schrader, and again, got to be ready when you come into the game. And a spin, and shot is good by Walker.
Now, this is the type of game you have to be ready to play because they're going to be coming at
yep.
you.
46-33. They press in the backcourt here. They'll not make it easier. Nice move by KO. He's got that ability to be really a good matchup against this Quest team. I've been waiting for him to break out. He's did a good job tonight. 46-33 with 43 seconds. Back out front, KO. Cooper Smith will run some offense. The tail end of the third period here. Down the lane.
Oh.
Cooper Smith went off his leg. That's a tough one. Had his man beat. Just find a little bit of a tight area there.
You know, Quest is going to try to get this to 10 before the fourth quarter. That's going to be their goal.
13 turnovers. 46-33 at the 28-second mark here.
Push off again.
Hughes. I know. We were tight on that defense, and now they're allowing to play a little bit more physical off the dribble. Then again, that's he called a technical, right?
I didn't see what happened, Leon. He must have said something to him or he did something.
Yeah. Hughes, it'll be his third. If they called a foul, then a technical. I don't know, man. He slapped him with a technical pretty quick, didn't he?
I don't think he called a foul, though. I think it's just a tee.
Yeah. Yeah. So it goes as a personal foul against Hughes. Man, he didn't flinch calling in the technical. And Garrett Brandt will shoot the free throw. He's had a three in this quarter. Little Giants have stepped up from the line tonight. 9 of 13. Brandt back to the stripe, and we'll keep the possession with 17-5. That's a huge swing here. And missed the free throw. Little Giants basketball. And let's see which side we go here. The official comes to this midcourt here. I think the official wants the ball on the opposite side, or he's given substitutions. I couldn't understand his instructions there for a second.
I'm still trying to figure out the technical. It must have been something said.
There's no doubt about it. There was a shove off. We talked about getting away with one.
Yeah.
Cost him a tee. 10 seconds now. 47-33. Cooper out top of the key. Beats his man off the dribble. Got hit on the arm again and again. It rolls in. Nice move by Cooper Smith. I'd say that's not the luxury we've had over the last few years. Manny can break it down and really be resilient inside.
Yeah, that's a nice job of taking it right down to him.
Again, foul and a three-point play by Cooper Smith. Big swing, the technical, and the Little Giants open up a 50-33 lead. As we head to the fourth quarter, State Grant Quest could lose their fourth of the season. Little Giants got them down on this one, 50-33. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute. Back here, start of the fourth. Timeout, or I should say the foul was on Preston Taylor. 50-33 here. I think Quest is pretty shocked by the way we've come out and responded in this game.
We just took it right to them.
Yeah, we have. They haven't backed down. Get a couple free throws by Chaz Sardan. It's 50-33 at the break. Cooper Smith off the dribble down the lane. And a quick foul underneath. Say what, he equals, if not exceeds, their ability from their quickness standpoint, man. I'll tell you what, he's having a great night tonight.
He's quick jumping. I mean, he jumps up quick.
Yeah. He's been a huge addition moving back here to this team. He's just changed the whole direction and the overall thinking of a lot of the team, you know, it really has. He just changed that whole dimension.
He makes a lot of players better around him.
Yeah, he does. Again, he is very unselfish. Very unselfish. Great kid. 52-34. 30 seconds gone by. And again, three the opposite side. That's why they stay in the game. That's the equalizer for Quest.
And they're going to keep shooting.
52-37.
They almost have to now.
Yep. The end of the fourth quarter here. Non-conference game. Again, Cooper Smith. He just kind of tripped. The student body got on him. Preston Taylor. Going to circle Randall. Cooper Smith. Candles it. Picked up there. Underneath. Nice little head fake by Randall. Oh. Travel on the opposite side.
Must have shuffled the feet on that one.
So a turnover by the Little Giants. He waited for that little head fake. And then he kind of turned to the pivot there. So a turnover by the Little Giants. 14 of the night. Bob would probably say, no, it's 16. And again, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound by Ketchum, who comes back in. And ball knocked away. Foul against Quest. It's going to be number four. I believe that's, nope. I thought they were going to call it on number four, but nope, it is against Sardin. Going to be his second. Fourth team foul. Randall, backcourt here, needs a little bit of help. That's Cooper Smith. Hey, he's, I tell you what, he's been a matchup nightmare for Quest tonight.
Yeah, they're having trouble.
Ball kicked on the opposite side. How many times have you been able to say that over a given time, right?
No kidding.
Not too many times. Coach Murph got to feel good about the play of tonight's game here. Just got to finish the deal here now. You're rewarded by your three quarters plus here. Takes four to win the games, though. Opposite side, Randall's hacked away. Then Randall gets it, then a tie-up. And first, one of the few held balls since maybe the start of the game. So a favor, the Little Giants. We'll have it at 6:37. Little Giants, again, went an early run to 10-2, and they've had a lot of confidence since that point. And then threw it away, a turnover by the Little Giants. 15 and in a bucket, and a three-point play coming up.
That wasn't much of a foul there, really.
Nope.
On, but
he just kind of flashed by him.
Yeah.
And it's foul against Taylor. And again, a bucket by Walker will count. It's his seventh point, 52-39. They keep kind of edging a little closer here, and we answer.
They won't go away.
Nope. Free throw is good by Walker. Three-point play. 52-40 here. Was about the 15-point advantage. Now, again, a travel. Little Giants turn the ball over. We may see Coach Murphy maybe get a timeout or something soon here. Have an auto will sub. See who goes off. Randall will sub. And he's, you know, discussing with Luke a little bit. He has his assignment to come over and help. When they trap to this near side, lob it underneath. The catch there by Hamilton, stripped away. Quest gets it. 6:18 clock runs here. Little Giants trying to pull the upset on their home court tonight. And a little hand check there, a little body. Good, put the arm in the back of the back there. Again, the forearm. Foul against Brandt. So you can see the swing starting to eventually take what we saw early.
Right.
That the week. We took advantage of. So bonus coming up for Ross. And he missed the free throw. Who gets the rebound? It's Brent. Outlet, it goes to Taylor. Pressing across the timeline. Bounce pass, Otto. Underneath, catch him. Little head fake. Nice job.
Luke, a nice job there letting the defense
play through that. Play through that situation with the contact there. That's a big bucket by Little Giants. 54-40 in the lane. Left-handed shot, no good. They battle on the boards. Who gets it? Quest in the lane. Throws up the shot. No good. Catch him. The big guy in the lane grabs the rebound. Put that to a stop. Cooper off the dribble. Slides the shot down the lane. Having one of his best offensive nights tonight.
All around.
22 on the evening. Three by Quest. And they have the ability to come right back. And they answer. 56-43. This game is not over by any stretch. 5:29 left, 30-second break here in the fourth quarter. Little Giants 56, Quest 43. Back here in 30 seconds.
Mid-America National Bank offers plenty of reasons to bank with us. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer.
I'm Jody Wilcoxon, Business Banking Associate. Mid-America offers all the financial services you need, from online banking, online bill pay, and a convenient mobile banking app, to lending, trust, and investment services. We've got you covered for personal and business.
To learn more, visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GM Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
Morton was the leading manual 45-22 at the end of three quarters tonight over Peoria High. Two-time defending state champion. 5-26 here, backcourt here. Otto, Brandt to the near side, pulled the trigger. It's good. Garrett Brandt with the tray. We're stroking it well tonight, man, all cylinders. 59-43, they come right back and answer. What an entertaining game this has been, man. Tough with three threes in this period. 5 minute mark here. It's nail biting time tonight now. It's going to be one of those things. Then they throw the ball away and try to save it. Good hustle. And again, it'll be Canton basketball. One of our better efforts, I will say.
Yeah, I think
in this season, we've kind of put a lot of things together here tonight. Little Giants trying to get to win number 15. 59-46, a lot of playing time here, though. 4:50. Last night, girls were down by 20, so anything is possible. We've seen how the football team responded this year with a couple of comeback wins, so I have never, you don't cheat.
That's what that buzzer does, right, buddy?
No, you don't. And again, the Little Giants now, it's going to be a foul against Hamilton. It's his third. Cooper. Brandt to the opposite side, a big three. What a huge shot by Garrett Brandt. Back-to-back trays. He's got 11 in the night. Inside, shot no good. Little Giants fight for the board tonight. We've done a really good job on rebounding.
Yeah, we have.
Otto. Brandt to the near side. Wow! Another three.
That might have been the dagger right there.
Another three. Three triples in a row by Brandt. Wow, 65-46, 4-10. You know, I know another player had that ability. Wes Emberton had that same kind of ability. When he get in a rhythm, man, he could light it up, couldn't he?
Oh, yeah, he just said, hey, you get the ball to Wes somehow, we're going to get it to him.
That's right. Brings back some fond memories. 65-46 here. And Walker, man, he is a flat-out shooter, man. I tell you what, he's
when he has his feet set and he's in the rhythm, it's really a nice thing to watch.
We have had a lot of different pieces step up tonight in this Little Giant basketball team, playing well at home here. Haven't had many home games. Seems like the last month we've been on the road a lot. And free throw is no good. Ball kicked out. Quest gets it. 65-47. They try to throw up a three to the opposite side, and it goes in.
Oh, my gosh.
Opposite side.
Every part of that rim.
Sardin with a three to the opposite side, and then a reach and a foul. It's only their sixth. And it's third on Sardin with 3:57. 15-point difference. Little Giants, if we're just flipping on the radio. And what? That's right. Little Giants have read most of the game here. They led early. And we pretty much have led double figures. Biggest part of the game, quick push out front. They've had a tough time corralling Cooper Smith tonight.
Yeah, he's protected the ball very well.
But it has been the shooting of Garrett Brandt and his teammates finding him in open spots here in this fourth period. And Cooper to the free throw line. And it's a good free throw there by Cooper. 23 on the night. 15 by Garrett Brandt. He's been helped by four threes in this second half. Another one coming up from Cooper. Again, missed that one. Quest gets it. Even proud of Evan tonight, man. He stayed on the court, and he's not committed a foul. Sorry, Evan. 3:42.
Yeah, he's done a nice job out there. Like I said, everybody's really playing a role tonight.
KO has stepped up tonight, 3:42 here. Like I said, the only thing missing out of this is the final W. 66-50. They didn't get back on defense. Brandt, and it's going to be a travel to the opposite side. 16 turnovers by the Little Giants here. Got a little bit of a hurry after the exchange was kind of mishandled. 3:37. And it's the attack here by Quest. Oh. And it's a basketball count by Sardin. Explosive player.
Yeah, he is a nice player.
They have 2-3 kids that can really just fill it up shooting-wise, get the ball in the hole. 3:31 here. I don't care who they play. They're going to be a tough out.
Yeah.
Especially at the 1A level. They battle large schools, man. That's one thing I can say for them. They played 3A and 4A schools.
Which will be for the regional. That's going to really help them.
66-53, 3:25, double to the near side. KO. Opposite side now. Cooper Smith, Garrett Brandt, try to get the ball. Otto out front. Now to Randall. KO off the screen with 3:10 here. Lobbit Randall got shoved from behind underneath. No call. Kind of ushered him out of the lane there.
We don't have to be in a hurry at all here.
Nope. Opposite side here. Moore run off the clock. 3-minute mark here. Back out front. Randall. Otto. Brandt, little head fake. KO. All you got to do is just keep. Now you go to the free throw line here. Valuable chunk of time there went off.
Now we just make free throws.
Yep. That's the final page in what we talk about bringing a complete game tonight for this little Giant team. Again, that's going to be the fourth on Hamilton. He's been a non-factor tonight. KO missed the free throw. 66-53 here. Try to eliminate the threes, and about the time I said that, Sardin, he's been a player in the limelight here in this last stages, and then we threw it away.
I don't know why we're in a hurry. We didn't need to be in a hurry there.
10-point difference now. Jay takes a little swig of his soda, relaxes. What was your calming effect on the bench there, Bobby? Anything in particular?
Talk to Coach Thorough, Murph, and Pete.
You got an answer here?
They all ignored me.
2:23, no good, over the back. It's going to be a foul against Walker. Over the back. Jenkins, Coach Jenkins over there is disagreeing. Walker over the back. Again with 66-56, 2:17. A lot of time left in this one.
Got to make free throws.
Yep. You got it. It boils down to that. And KO 1-1 coming up. As we mentioned, on the road Friday night at Limestone, Saturday to Morton. Couple of road games. Free throws no good. Rebound by Hamilton. Big three here. Jumper left side. And again, looked like and want to credit a lot that to Cooper Smith. Got a hand in there. I thought he tipped it a little bit there.
Yep, I think so.
Outlet, it goes to KO.
Relax and bring it out.
Sideline and a Coach Murphy.
That's a good timeout.
With a timeout to the sideline. 2 minutes left in this one. Little Giants up 66-56. Our timeout is a 30, back here in the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at spoonriveranimalclinic.com.
Back here trying to finish out, get win 15 of the year. But Quest stands in the way here in 2 minutes. Up by 10, a little Giant lead. They led by 15 at one stretch. Off this near side, Brandt. Boy, you want to pull the trigger, but you know you got to run some time
here. You don't need to.
Be efficient with the basketball here. KO takes it down the lane. He's cut off baseline. Needs some help. Otto is a little safety out front here. Brandt to the near corner here. Don't get trapped. Got to get the ball back out the middle of the floor. Short corner, Brandt underneath, Randall head
fake. Good job.
Out fake, good job by the Little Giants. They're again with a 1:30. Good chunk of time, they go off the clock. Very good fundamental offensive holding the basketball here.
That was a nice job by Randall. You know, most kids would try to take that shot up, and he might get a block or something like that.
Or do stupid things there and get the ball up there, knocked away or something. He did a really good job protecting it.
He kicked it out, and an excellent job.
Minute 30 here. Again, Evan Otto to the line here. Missed the free throw.
We've missed a few here at the end, Leon.
We have. Looking here real quickly. We've 3 of 9 in this fourth quarter by the Little Giants. And Evan kicks in the back end of that one.
That's really about the only negative thing I've seen
tonight. 5 points by Otto down the lane. Too easy of a shot, and they missed it. Got the rebound. Blocked shot by Cooper Smith underneath against Ross. Beauty of a play there. 67-56 with a minute 14 here.
A little extra shove.
I think we gained a little bit of respect from this press team tonight. They won't show it or admit it.
They're going to see it in about minute 14.
Again, Evan back to the free throw line here. Too strong. Next one coming up. Got to keep making at least half of these. Yeah, one or two. That helps. Evan. And sinks that one. Attaboy, Evan. 68-56, a minute 13. No silly fouls here. Down the lane, carried the basketball on his hip there, got away with it, and Walker with the field goal. Coach Jenkins will take a timeout. 106, back to a 10-point lead by Quest. A full timeout by the Gators, back of the fourth quarter. And the Little Giant lead by 10, back in 1 minute.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Midland High and Prairieland Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560wbys.com.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
68-58 here in 106. And again, Little Giants face a little backcourt pressure. Inbounds to Cooper. Out when it goes to KO. Back to Cooper here. Right at the minute mark here, he gets to the front court. Cooper, Little Giants up by 10, protecting the lead. A non-conference game tonight here on a Tuesday night. KO. With 50 seconds here, almost took the extra step, Cooper. With 46 seconds here, both teams will shoot super bonus each of the fouls. Quick reach and a foul.
Well, we about got 20 seconds ran off the clock on that, Leon. We'll take that.
We've done a really good job. That's one thing I'll mention with Murphy. We've done a really good job in those stretches, too. Chuck of 30, 40 seconds at times. KO sinks the free throw. I think this is one of his best games tonight. You know, handled the ball early. He's handled some of the pressure. He's took, again, Cooper's been moved to the number two. Knocked down a couple of key free throws. 41 seconds now. Makes it pretty tough. 7:58. Slides the pass off the left baseline. Quick card foul. Again, those things can turn to disaster sometimes when you commit the foul and they throw up the shot like that. 35 seconds here. It'll send Richardson to the free throw line. Again, Chaz Sardin is the real deal, man. He's been pretty impressive tonight. They've continued to battle. You know, they have a lack of size. There's no doubt that a lot of teams take advantage of that. A lot of scenarios. Williamsville beat them over the weekend, held them into the 40s.
Yeah, you got to hold them down. If you can hold them down, take the ball in on them.
I think 41-31 is the score of the weekend in the Williamsville game. The lane violation, 70-58 now, 35 seconds here. Little Giants going to pick up one of their most productive wins of the year. Really a good team effort. And then we throw the ball away, get careless. and with 30 seconds here.
We need to throw the ball down on our end. We don't
it's
need
a good thing we've got a little bit of a lead here. 30-second mark here. Inbounds will come from Walker. Good springboard to the tail end of the season for this Little Giant group. Sardin, a three, no good. Underneath, the rebound, fighting for it. Ross, he got fouled, but it runs some more time off the clock. Now with 23 seconds. Let him shoot the free throw.
Yeah, let him.
We'll trade off.
Yeah.
Again, it'll be two free throws coming up for Ross. And they shoot the free throws good. They will be hosting their own regional next week. Heights, Bushnell, a couple of other teams are in that one. That's in 1A. You can check out more of that on IHSA.org. It has all the info for you there. In and out, no good. Rebound by Kago. That'll about do it. 20 seconds. As they always say, it's the last rush up the ice here with 16 seconds. And we'll shoot free throws. Big swing. We've had two really nice runs in this game tonight there, Bobby, and I think it's one of the things, the early 10-2 run, that really energizes. The big dunk by Cooper Smith really just kind of turned this whole game around, didn't it?
I really think that gave us some confidence, too. Like, hey, we can take it to the basket. And that's the thing I think that they've done the best tonight. We've taken it inside. We've hit some shots on the outside. We've played a complete game, and that's something you need this time of year going down the home stretch.
So Cooper Smith made the free throw, got both of those tonight. 72-59, final 13 seconds here. Loose ball, and they fight for it, the tie-up. And a possession will stay with Quest, I believe. .25 by Cooper Smith. Let's try to add up here real quickly here. Inbounds will come with 8 seconds here. He just kind of back off, let him shoot. Three is in and out, no good. Underneath, and a quick silly foul there.
Yeah, let him have it.
Yep. Hey, you know, that's what I'm saying. You just let him shoot the basketball,
yeah,
you know.
There you go.
It's just a matter of less than 3 seconds.
Well, yeah, I don't want to say that in the Wags, but I am 2-0 with you up here on the boys' side.
Hey, that's a good point.
I'm going to tell Wags.
I think you just earned your spot at the breakfast buffet.
Yeah, no kidding. Now that they have a buffet up there, I'm kind of jealous about it.
There you go. He wants me to start during a softball season on a Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll work on that. Couple of free throws, 72-61, and they'll hold it. An impressive win tonight against the state's third-ranked Class 1A team. 72-61, huge win for Coach Jay Murphy and the Little Giants tonight. They go to 15-9 and drop Quest to 25-4. Victory tonight here before the home crowd on this Tuesday night, Little Giants. 72-61. Postgame show is up next. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main in Canton. Check out their nightly specials, your favorite steak dinner. Big Rack Steakhouse, 647-6000. Back here to wrap this one up in 2 minutes. Back here to wrap up postgame, and we're just going to keep Bobby around the rest of the season. I think we'll just take him along, and he can tag along with it, get some Debbie is chalked up, but win number 15, pretty sweet win tonight for Coach Murph and the guys here tonight. An impressive win, 72-61, and had really Quest down by 15 a couple of different times there and really responded a couple of times when they made some runs at us.
I thought, you know, when you see a complete basketball game done by a team, I thought tonight we did everything. You know, we talked about the free throws a little bit the second half, the only thing we might want to pick on them on. But outside of that, offensively, we took it in. We hit the shots on the outside, like we said. And defensively, we did a nice job of limiting them, you know, one shot. So I really thought they played a complete game and should hopefully build on this for the future games coming up.
I thought we did a good job of forcing those guys to really shoot threes tonight, a lot of threes tonight. I thought we did a pretty good job fending them, keeping them funneled out of the lane there, any kind of dribble penetration, but did a really good job of getting to that particular point tonight. And they, you know, they hit some late threes. They, you know, they stayed in the fight for this game. They'll get Quest a lot of credit they stayed closer than probably what the game really was tonight.
They really did, but, you know, the threes that they took, they were beyond the arc. I mean, we'll let them shoot out there, and if they hit them, you know, congratulate them, because they're way out there. Wasn't it that they wouldn't contest it, but I thought defensively, I still thought we did a great job tonight, you know, doing the things we needed to do to have a complete game against a good basketball team.
I thought in stretches tonight, and we'll talk with Coach Murphy, about the different role players tonight and when they had to step up in certain occasions tonight. So early in the game, you know, and I thought Luke Randall had picked up the slack of offense in an early stretch tonight. K.O. even stepped up, handled the basketball a little bit more tonight. We saw a little bit more confidence in him scoring. We had some opportunities, but again, just an all-around, one of the great balanced games tonight for this squad.
Hey, when kids play their roles and do what they're supposed to do and play the game the way it's supposed to be played, it can look pretty good. And tonight I thought we did a nice job of everybody playing their strengths and knowing what their strengths are, and that's why you came out and looked pretty good tonight.
Final on this one, the Little Giants nailed down a win 72-61 over state-ranked Quest Academy. They dropped to 25-4. And when you can talk about a team and you can remember what losses they have, you know that they've had a pretty successful year. And those are the type of things that when you talk about certain games, this will be on our number 15 tonight, maybe one of the biggest games. You don't know what it will do, propel us down the season here, but it sends you in a lot of confidence level this weekend on the road tonight. And when you have to go to Limestone and Morton, very tough places to play and pick up wins.
Yeah, really tough places to play, and those teams are playing well right now, so we're going to have to go in there and do a good job of handling the atmosphere and handling their pressure, handling their shooters. But, yeah, tonight was a big, big game for us tonight to go into the weekend.
The scoring in this one, let's take a look at that. The in-game stats are brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. It's experience, a quality selection, and excellent customer service. Crawford's Home Furnishings in Canton and Elmwood. Scoring for the Little Giants are 72-25 tonight by Cooper Smith. He was electric tonight, man. He was just, I think, one of his best overall games floor-wise. Again, offensively, defensively, had a couple block shots. A big dunk in tonight's game. 25 tonight by Cooper Smith. 14 scoring tonight by Garrett Brandt. And I don't know if anybody was hotter than he was in that second half, including three straight threes in that fourth quarter. 14 tonight. 6 by Evan Otto. 3 by Preston Taylor. 8 by Caleb Owens. 10 by Luke Randall. And 6 by Lucas Ketchum. Quest Academy had 19 tonight by Chaz Sardin, 11 by Tara Walker, 6 by Jalen Hughes, 21 by Jalen Huff, and 5 for Avery Ross, 72-61 as Little Giants knocked off Quest Academy. Jay Murphy will be joining us as we have our broadcast here tonight. First of all, congratulations to you, Murphy. It's as close as probably one of the best games we've played. Tonight we just...
It's all Coach Barnes.
Give him the credit. I know.
He shows up.
Oh, don't worry. I never mentioned that.
No.
What a team win tonight, though, Murph. Really, one of your best played games tonight.
Yeah, you know, we didn't start out real well. But we kept our composure. Defensively, I thought we were real good. And,
yeah.
You know, I thought the three charges we took in the first half was huge. And we talked about it. They're going to put their head down and go to the basket, so we need to take some charges, and we did, and I thought that kind of changed the momentum of the game.
One of the things early when we doing that 10-2 run in the early quarter there, the big dunk by Cooper, just gave us such a huge lift and a bunch of confidence.
Cooper dunked one tonight?
You know, massive turnaround in that part of the game there.
Well, he's that kind of player, and you know, I give him the business a lot, because when we run our high-low offense, our whole thing is to get him one-on-one on the wing so he
right.
can do stuff like that.
Right.
So he needs to be more aggressive, and he's learning as the year goes on what we're looking for. But he was pretty aggressive there in the full court, and it was pretty nice.
Everybody, man, had a moment tonight on this squad that really contributed. I know you got to be very pleased with that. I thought KO played best overall floor tonight. He scored some points. Luke Randall. Down the line, everybody had an opportunity to really be a part of it tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know what you're going to get with KO night in and night out. He's going to take care of the basketball, and he's going to guard. You know, and he's only a sophomore. We'll work on his offensive game here in the off season. But And that's why I played him last year. I knew he would go out there, and I knew he'd take care of the ball, and I knew he would guard. He's not intimidated. Luke Randall, what do you have, 10?
Yep, yeah,
10 off
tonight.
The bench.
Yep, yep.
And not to overshadow that, you know, I don't know if Evan scored.
Yeah, he had 6 points, but a ton on the rebounds.
Well,
tonight as well,
he rebounded the ball, and I don't know how many assists he had, but some great passes. And like you said, it was a complete game. You know, everybody stepped up and contributed to the win.
You know, I think for a while there we did a pretty good job. We were 8 of 12 free throws, but finished 11 of 17, so a little work on the free throws down the end. But that's about the, we were talking about, that's probably the only thing, if he had to have one little thing, that's about it tonight. That's
yeah, I thought Wags was up here.
That's how good a game we played tonight.
And we didn't shoot the free throws very well. We got to get better at that because you're right. Those that could cost you some games, you know, as we move along. But it's hard to get upset when you got, the number two ranked team. I don't care if they're 1A or not.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're ranked that high, it means something. And, you know, besides the first four minutes of the game, I thought we pretty much took it to them.
Absolutely. What a way to really get us back into the flow here and head to the weekend. Big, tough weekend here on the road with Limestone and Morton coming up this weekend as well.
Yeah, but we're going to enjoy win number 15 for the rest until we get in here tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And then we're going to go to work on Limestone. Just like we talked about in there, we owe them a little bit of payback. We didn't play real well against them last time. And then really like to go over on Saturday night and just play the type of game that we played against Morton here and see if we can turn the tables
absolutely
a little bit.
Brought our A game tonight, man. It was impressive, 72-61. And when we had to take care of the basketball, run some crucial time off the clock, too. We did a lot of different phases well tonight.
Yeah, you know, and that's a credit to the kids because in my 4 years, I've never worked on a delay game, you know. So it was pretty much just pass and cut there, and they did a good job. And, you know, Quest is a pretty darn good defensive team. They're quick, and we didn't turn the ball over too much, so hats off to the guys.
Murph, enjoy it, and again, we'll see you Friday on the road there. But
you better bring
win number
Barnes.
15. We might have to.
Right? Double.
I didn't know he was going to. I didn't know he had a buffet at the.
Yeah, he wants to go to the buffet now.
Oh, you can't beat it, buddy. Let me tell you. But all right, we'll see you guys Friday.
Murph, appreciate it. Good job tonight, man. Appreciate it. Bye. Little Giants win 72-61. Knock off Quest Academy tonight. Impressive win. Get to win number 15 tonight. And again, send Quest Academy to 25-4. They will host starting their regional play on Monday as well. So good luck to them and Coach Michael Jenkins. Bobby, it's always a pleasure. But again, another W, man. It's you continue to come up here and help out. And again, saw one of the really true, really good games of the year for the Little Giants tonight. And against a really good Quest Academy team.
Yeah, it really was. It was a nice night. And I always appreciate you asking me to come here. I hate to come here when Bob's not feeling well, though.
Yep.
We'll have
some good news about that as well.
Yeah, I hope so. And then I'd rather be with Bob up here, and then we all go to the buffet together.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to it. Coach, again, good luck to softball season. Hopefully we'll see you before then. But if not, good luck. We'll look forward to covering the softball during the year there.
We'll get the press box ready for you.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. Again, the Little Giants nailed down a win tonight, 72-61, 15-9. We had to Limestone on Friday night for a double weekend. Again, Bob Wagner, we hope that the best for his, health and recovery there. For Coach Barnes, and again, for our engineer, it's Donovan Keyes. Good team effort tonight. Little Giants win 72-61 at Quest Academy. So long from the Grand Old Lady.
Thank you for listening to this Little Giant basketball broadcast on AM 1560, FM 93.7, WBYS, your leader in high school sports coverage. Broadcast sponsors include Mid-Century Fiber, Nerds on Call, Davis Ford, Haynes Physical Therapy, Spoon River College, and Perkins Seed House. Sponsors also include Lozier Oil, Mid-America National Bank, Davis Buick GMC, GM Mechanical, Farm King, Spoon River Animal Clinic, Art Hostler Auto Plaza, and Canton Hy-Vee, home of the Coaches Roundtable. Stay tuned next for the Little Giant postgame show featuring stats, scoring, and a visit with the head coach. Brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse on North Main in Canton. Canton Little Giants basketball brought to you since 1968 on the voice of the Little Giants, AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.